Hello and welcome to Sue's Larousse. As you begin your tour of the castle and old village, we'd like to draw your attention to this cross, which dates back to 1664. The cross was initially erected 2 kilometres northwest of the village in a place called Saint Sauveur, where there is a hill and a chapel of the same name. The hill held a particular interest as many medieval tombs were discovered there. As for the old Roman chapel, only a few walls remain, following the collapse of the vaulted ceiling. In 1348, at a time when a third of the population in Europe succumbed to the Black Death, an important act was signed in the Saint-Sauveur chapel. This act confirmed the territorial divide between the Bishop of Saint-Paul-Trois-Châteaux, the Abbess of the powerful Boucher Abbey, and the Lord of Suze-la-Rousse. The chapel was also renowned for another reason, an environmental one. In times of drought, when the spectre of famine loomed, the parish folk would gather at this chapel and pray to the heavens for rain. The last procession took place in 1935. As a local old lady recounted, as we crossed the Lez Bridge towards Saint-Sauveur, we were mocked and laughed at by the sceptics in the village, but on the way back, there was a great thunderstorm. In the 1990s, the Saint-Sauveur cross, at a height of 3.5 metres, was found broken. The Charançon family, who cared about the local heritage, stored it away for safety. Later restored, it was transferred and installed here in the spring of 2024, thanks to both the local association SPES, focused on the preservation of the local heritage, and the local council.